Sometimes you go to the ballpark and you don't know what you're going to get. It was a whole bunch of nothing offensively. Then all of a sudden you get a whole bunch of offense late in the game. And that's what we got with the grand slam by Jose Altuve late in the 10th inning. And all the Astros fans went home. We'll talk about that and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
If you were one of those fans that stuck around for that game, you left a happy camper. And speaking of being a happy camper, if you like talk that's just not about the Astros, why don't you check out the Locked On MLB podcast? That's the flagship of the Locked On MLB podcast out there. And he talks about all the different teams out there. And Sully does a great job. So go ahead, subscribe to him and listen wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. Yes, we are on YouTube. And a lot of y'all are watching on YouTube. Let me go ahead and pull up the chat. I keep on forgetting about the chat. And we got a lot of people out there on chat. And yes, we're going to be talking about all the haters being mad out there. Trevor Howard, I see you out there. A lot of people are talking about the sticky tack, and we'll be talking about that on today's podcast. But guys, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, and don't forget you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, wherever you listen to your podcast, just listen to the Locked On Astros podcast. And there is so much to talk about. And I know that with the way that this game was going, our primary focus was going to be on the rule changes that are be taking place on the 21st of this month. And a lot of pitchers across baseball are not happy about this. And including Dusty Baker's kind of had some comments about this as well. And Jose Urquidy kind of talked about this as well. But I'm pumped up about this game. I mean, this was one of those games where it looked like nothing was going on. Then all of a sudden, you had Carlos Correa hit that big home run in the ninth inning. He's so sexy when he does that in ninth inning. And then all of a sudden, everything happened right in the 10th inning. Altuve is up, and I was listening on the radio, and it was just like, I don't know who it was. I think it was Shane Reynolds. I don't know who was doing the radio play-by-play, but they were like, all he needs is a base hit. Then they're like, there it goes. I'm like, is this a grand slam? Yes, it's a grand slam. The Astros win. Yes.
Yeah, no, it was a great ending. I was wondering how I was going to muster the energy to do a podcast after a 2-1 loss to the Arlington Strangers. I was kind of like, God, this is going to be, had a long day, been, you know, just kind of low energy today, got up early and worked out. And it, man, that just took it out of me. And so this is the jolt that I needed. You know, Lance McCullers Jr. did come in. He pitched 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 3 hits, only 2 runs. One was earned. He had 3 walks. He only had 3 Ks, but he threw 77 pitches, 40 of which were strikes. He had his off-speed pitch working, and I thought that they were going to possibly spoil Dusty Baker's birthday celebration, but they had a surprise celebration at the end. And what, you know, like when Carlos Correa does this and Jose Altuve does this together.
Is this kind of like a stripper coming out of the birthday cake at the end when the grand slam coming out? No.
No, I don't. Okay, I don't know. I've never seen one of those. Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyways, so here's the deal. When this happens with these two guys, I know the defense tonight was a little not great, but to think of this team without Carlos Correa and him not here, it's like, golly, man, we got to sign Carlos Correa, man. I don't want to put someone else at shortstop. I mean, you know, to be honest, there's just something about having him here and all the things that he's been saying about the team lately. But what a great win, because the Rangers play us really tough. And one of the things that, like, I believe Brian Bovesevic was saying the Rangers may not have a great record, but they play tough. Like, they are not an easy team to beat. I mean, they handed it to the Yankees, you know. I mean, they did a number on the Yankees. I think they swept the Yankees in Arlington. And so they've shown flashes of brilliance with their lack of talent that they have. And, dude, what kind of a cannon does Joey Gallo have? That dude's got a freaking fire hose for an arm. Just absolutely just smokes the ball into the infield. I'd be scared to death to catch one of those baseballs, let alone get thrown out by one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was, I mean, this is a great win. These are the wins we have to have. These are the wins that when we were all freaking out about them losing to the sorry teams, getting swept by the Rangers in Arlington and all that stuff, these were the wins that we were like, we need these wins. And we've got to keep winning because the Oakland A's haven't stopped winning, you know?
Yeah, so I'm Heel says that Altuve is one, if not one of the most clutch baseball players in today's game, future Hall of Famer, hands down. Well, I know that's probably a little homerism in us. Yes, I think as Astros fans, we see that. I don't know if people across baseball will see that. We'll see how it goes down when his time comes with the Hall of Fame, because there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to kind of turn their nose down at Jose Altuve because of what has transpired over the past, 4 or 5 years. So, yes, yeah. When he came up, I'm like, this is exactly the player I wanted up, him or Michael Brantley, honestly. I mean, yeah. as sexy as Carlos Correa is late in the innings, I'd rather have Altuve at the plate because you know this guy is going to get it done. And he is the MVP. He is the guy that gets things done. So,
yeah, that was a great quote. And I remember, you know, Blummer saying that. I'm glad you brought that up. He said, guess what, TK? I'm more than a little tingly. That's what Blummer said to Todd Callis after the Grand Slam. It was great to have all three of them back on the broadcast because Julie was out on vacation. Todd Callis was out on vacation because they're about to go on this game one of 20 in a row, Eric. I think one of the things we need to look at is, there you go, the little handshake. I kind of had a knee-jerk reaction, and sometimes when things happen, like, words come out of my mouth before I think about it. So I was like, why the heck are they putting Blake Taylor in? Well, you're not going to bring in Odorizzi in the middle of an inning, right? He's a starter. I mean, I was saying that. A lot of people were saying that. And so I started seeing all these tweets and people talking about it, and you would not. Oh, hey, what's up? Eric got to meet some of our listeners tonight, which is really cool. And so it's going to be neat. Eric and I are going to be at the game together on Thursday. And so we'll do a little fifth inning meetup at the St. Arnold's Brewery out in left field. So if you're at the game, y'all can meet us there. We can hang out and, talk baseball.
Yeah. So, I know a lot of people are, saying, I forgot what I was talking about. I was getting distracted by the bobblehead, but,
So someone said, Eric, one day you have to have a bobblehead show. I don't, what's a bobblehead show?
I don't know. I guess where the bobblehead people talk. I don't know. That's why I was doing the bobblehead, but yeah. What you're talking about is with Jake Odorizzi. And I think Jake Odorizzi, I don't want to take away what Odorizzi did today. He came in and did exactly what you wanted him to do. He came in, pitched 4 innings, 2 hits, three strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody. He didn't allow any runs. And a starter, a guy like that, you're not going to bring him in and with runners on base. He is not used to coming in a situation with runners on. And so you're not going to put him in a situation like that. Blake Taylor, he's come in that situation many times before. So that's why you bring him in when you take Lance McCullers out. And a lot of people were saying, well, I thought that he's supposed to be a piggyback. Yes, that's
piggyback,
what,
right. But yeah.
You've got to have that bridge. You got to have that little bridge to get to Jake Odorizzi. And a starter is not going to,
Yeah, he is a starter. And so they're asking this question, and I want to address it because I looked into this. Basically, Dusty Baker said that the play in the eighth inning, the tag, the pickoff move and the Yuli Gurriel tag, where basically he tagged him, he was out. Apparently, from what Baker told one of the media immediately afterwards, was that play was not reviewable. I didn't know that wasn't reviewable.
Well, I know that Carlos Correa was, because I was still there at the game at the time, and I know that Carlos Correa was like, guys, y'all need to check that. And Baker was like, Paul.
So
and yeah. They called and he immediately hung up and they said play ball. So
okay, yeah. And so that's why. But yes, on the replay it did show that his glove hit his arm before his hand hit the bag. So that's why they didn't review it, because apparently that wasn't reviewable. I didn't know. I've got to look at that. There may be some other things that I'm not aware of that's not
just remember that we don't know all the rules of baseball. Like they know more. It's kind of like having Sports Trade. Sports Trade knows a little bit more about what they're doing. So tell us a little bit about Sports Trade.
So I've been talking a lot about Sports Trade lately. If you haven't heard about it, it's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. It's no wonder that this company is blowing up. The site is really amazing. I frankly can't believe nobody else has thought about this concept before Sports Trade, where they truly taken fantasy to the next level. That's right. It allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players just like real stocks, like Fernando Tatis, Ronald Acuna Jr., Jose Altuve, Yuli Gurriel, Yordan Alvarez. It's fair and super exciting way to cash in on all your knowledge of sports. And they just added the baseball to the platform, so check it out today. Making money with Sports Trade is simple. Player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their performance in each game based on their projected fantasy value. And two, good old supply and demand, baby. That's right. The more shares that you're purchasing each player, the higher the value goes. Simply go to sportstrade.com and watch the How It Works video and then sign up to get started today. Sign up today at sportstrade.com and discover the fun and exciting and profitable new way of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. I really think that you'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the action at sportstrade.com.
All right. So you keep on saying this stonks. What the heck is a stonk and Wealthfront?
Okay. Well, thanks. I don't know. You can look it up while I'm doing the live read. Stonks, memes. Apparently people that are day traders know what these things are. Rocket ships, day trading. I can't fake it till I make it. Can be a lot of fun, but if you want to grow your long-term wealth, what really matters is you can make it to the moon, even Mars, financially if you want with Wealthfront Investment. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Decades of data shows that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year, just like if you root for the Dodgers. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. Wealthfront.com creates a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 2.5% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion in assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do all the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonMLB and start growing your savings today.
Unfortunately, the A's win again, and unfortunately, they're playing another bad team. The Angels.
Yeah. Well, and the Angels had been surging lately, so I was kind of hoping they would catch them hot, you know. But
they were at 500 before today's game, so the Angels are they're a little better team than the A's have been facing. So, them A's competition is going to get a little bit better coming up, and the Astros competition is going to get a little worse. The best team the Astros are going to be facing over the next 20 games are going to be the White Sox, honestly, and we're going to see them this weekend, and that's going to be the biggest challenge. Oh,
and guess who we face?
A Dallas Keuchel, and we'll talk about that in a second.
No, we face another guy I want to talk about too. So when we get to the White Sox, I want to talk about another pitcher that's talking smack about the Astros.
Oh, we're facing Carlos Rondon again?
Yeah, Carlos Rondon. He's like, how are we getting 10-game suspensions and the Astros didn't get suspended? I'm like, forget you, bro. So yeah, we got to talk about that.
Are we done with today's game? Are we anything else with today's game since we're talking about that?
No. One of the things I did notice, and I don't know if it was just Gibson was just on his stuff, but man, Chaz McCormick's at bats were like not good today. I mean,
he's not going to be great all the time.
I didn't say he was, I don't expect him to be great, But he didn't look comfortable up there swinging the bat. He just something didn't look right tonight. He was not dialed in at all. Let's say
some prayers for Kyle Tucker. I don't know if there was any updates, but they said that he was sick and he was being evaluated. So hopefully
he's probably got a cold or something, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know. And I know they can't really say what's going on, but let's just hope it's nothing serious because we cannot lose King Tuck. And I know you're mad about that, but if y'all want to go to Breaking Tea, BreakingTea.com/TalkingStros, you can go get the King Tuck shirt, and it's awesome and it looks cool. And I know Brett thinks that he came up with the idea, but
well, I did before all these t-shirt companies did. I did before Ram Shirts, and I all right, definitely did before Breaking
Tea. Go to BreakingTea.com/TalkingStros and go get that King Tuck shirt.
King Tuck shirt, yes.
Anyway. But get better, Tucker, because we need you. And nothing against Chaz McCormick, but I'd rather have Tucker in the lineup. So, today's game, I guess Brantley, he's doing still good. He had two hits. Correa had two hits. And Altuve had two hits. The rest of the team didn't really do much. And I want to talk a little bit about that play because I was going to see a couple of the listeners in the fifth inning. I didn't really see what happened with the Altuve play. He was trying to get that double play, and they said he didn't touch second base, but it looked like he touched second base.
His foot was
on the base. So what did you see?
I saw his foot on the base. I thought they got the call wrong. It was funny. I was texting with one of my old college roommates who's a converted Rangers fan because he's lived up in Dallas since we graduated college, and would get understandable. And he was like, I'm pretty sure his foot was on the bag. I'm like, no, there's no pretty sure about it. His foot was on the bag. What they claimed was that his foot came off the bag. Like once he caught it, his foot wasn't on the bag when he had the ball in his glove, which is bull fuzzy because he did. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, sometimes they're going to overturn them. Sometimes they're not. They use the term conclusive evidence as a completely open-ended term because I've seen plays where there's been conclusive evidence and they're like, there was no conclusive evidence overturning. Yeah, there was. You just didn't want to change the call. Replay, darned if you do, darned if you don't. I mean, if you do and it works, great. If you don't, it's a stupid system. So the defense was not great tonight. Johnny does point that out. The defense did not look great. I'm sorry, guys. I understand the shift. I understand playing the statistics. I understand playing where the ball's going and all that stuff. And I know I sound somewhat of a boomer when I say this, but sometimes the shift just the shift kind of ticks me off sometimes because I think if we are in traditional positions more times than not, we're getting outs. And it seems like when we're out of position, they're hitting around us. And so it's just one of those things where me personally, I think it's overused. That's what I should say. I don't think it shouldn't. I think it should be banned, but I think it's overused. Can't talk enough about the luck Eric brings when he goes. Oh my gosh. Oh Lord. Ask Eric where he was when the home run was hit.
I was, my brother had to go to work and he's like, I got to go home. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So anyway, this ball stuck to my hand. My name's Trevor Bauer. Why is this ball stuck to my hand? My name's Carlos Rendon. My name is
Tyler Glasnow.
My name is there's some new rules in baseball. And if a umpire in between innings comes up to you and says, hey, yo, son, let me see that ball. And they see some type of foreign substance on here. And they can say, oh, you know what? That's foreign substance. That looks like maybe suntan lotion. That looks like some type of Band-Aid. I don't know.
Well, hey, so I'll give you two things from an LA Times article that was sent to me from a listener, Paul Valadez. And this is Rob Manfred's comments on it, okay? And then I'll let you continue with the baseball analogy. He says, I understand there's a history of foreign substances being used on the ball, but what we are seeing today is objectively far different. With much tackier substances being used more frequently than ever before, it has become clear that the use of foreign substance has generally morphed from trying to get a better grip on the ball into something else, an unfair competitive advantage that is creating a lack of action and an uneven playing field. Okay. And then this is what Rule 3.01 states, that no player shall intentionally discolor or damage the ball by rubbing it with soil, rosin, paraffin, licorice, sandpaper, emery paper, or any other foreign substance. Now, Rule 602C expands on that rule by stating, among other things, that a pitcher may not apply a foreign substance of any kind to the ball, deface the ball in any manner, throw a shine ball, spit ball, mud ball, or emery ball, have on his person or in his possession any foreign substance, or attach anything to his hand, any finger, or either wrist, like you said, Band-Aid, tape, super glue, bracelet. But get this, one of the sponsors behind the batters at the game, Eric, you can't see it at there because it's just a green screen on TV, was Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Glue was one of the sponsors of the Astros tonight, and I thought that was absolutely ironic and hilarious.
Yeah, and so it's, I wonder if those Band-Aids are vibrating Band-Aids.
Oh, like maybe, yeah, that's, yeah, they.
Can you imagine a pitcher like being on a mound with a vibrating Band-Aid, like?
Well, I mean, you know, Jose Altuve had to have some sort of tip on this pitch because, you know, he can't hit home runs without, you know, cheating because he's so horrible and awful.
All right, Brett. Yeah. Okay, Brett, you sound like you're grumpy. I think you need a Built Bar. Just kind of relax and have a Built Bar.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Eric's always looking out for my needs. Okay, Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the business. I mean, why get anything else that has a ton of calories, has a ton of sugar, and is not wrapped in 100% chocolate like Built Bar? Built Bar is simply the best. Like, you basically will throw out all other protein bars once you consume a Built Bar. Okay, here's the deal. They've got coconut. They got double chocolate. They got salted caramel. They've got the sky's the limit, mint brownie. They've got chocolate chip cookie dough. Most of them have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. Whether you're the healthy conscious guy or girl and you're on a keto diet or whatever, losing, maintaining weight, go get builtbar.com. They are the best bar in the business. And right now, if you use the promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off builtbar.com.
All right. I wonder who betonline.ag would say is the first pitcher who's going to be suspended 10 games for using a foreign substance. Well, I got my money on Tyler Bauer.
Yeah, it can't be Tyler Glass now because he's apparently blaming his injury on this. So he's probably about to get fined. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, so you can keep track on Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, MLB, NBA, NHL, UFC, and more. Before the next pitch of the Astros game, go to BetOnline on your laptop and mobile device and check out the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for the runs for the playoff. Head to the website or use a mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use a promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You're giving out 10 game suspensions for cheating, but you give the Astros no suspensions at all. Who am I?
Who is Carlos Rondon, Alex?
Yes. So Carlos Rondon is mad at baseball for doing this, and a lot of people are coming out and saying that this is not right. Why are you doing this in the middle of the season? Why are you not doing this at spring training? And I think Tyler Glass now, I mean, I'm not going to read his whole quote because he went off on this. And he said that this is not fair. You do this during spring training because you have to adjust. And I had to adjust. And I injured myself because I had to adjust. And I hurt my arm. And that's why I'm out. And I injured myself.
Now,
this is not fair. And I had to make that adjustment, and I've pitched 86 innings. Now I have to change the way I'm pitching. So he's basically saying, yes, I cheated for 86 innings. Now I can't cheat anymore. Well, now I hurt myself because I had to adjust to this.
And, you know, I mean, gosh, we could really get off in the weeds in this, but that's apparently what Carlos Beltran did when he came over to the Astros. And he said, guys, y'all are behind the times. Everybody's doing this. Y'all need to get up to speed, because if you don't, other teams are going to steal your signs. Now, if there are non-Astros fans on here, this is not a whataboutism. This is not, well, what about them? What about that? I'm just telling you the roots of this whole sign-stealing thing from the Astros portion. And so with the, from the pitcher's perspective, and even Dusty Baker said this today, why would you bring in something mid-season? Why wouldn't you do something in spring training? Because all the guys have their routines. Using sunscreen and some other thing, rosin, is apparently a common thing. And baseball doesn't realize, and that's what Tyler Glasnow said. Tyler Glasnow was like, y'all don't throw these baseballs. You don't know what it's like when you're able to get a grip because you have a certain formula of something to help you grip the ball and you're not throwing the ball in people's dome. Like, it actually helps you control the pitches better. The counter argument to that is, well, look at Greg Maddux. You guys are focused on throwing high speed, throwing gas without control, right? Where Maddux was throwing 87 to 90, barely 90, and hitting the corners of the plate. Y'all just need to perfect your skills. So there's arguments to be had on both sides. The problem I have with this, Eric, is it's in the middle of the season, and I agree with Dusty Baker on this. I've been agreeing with Dusty Baker a lot. I'm really starting to – my mind's changing towards him, but he's right. You can't just change something mid-season and not replace it with something. And I really believe, Tyler Glasnow when he says that's why he got injured. Because if you can't grip that baseball and you're trying to do things differently in your arm action, you know, throwing a baseball, Eric, as a pitcher is not a natural motion. So, like, let's take fast pitch softball pitchers, okay? Fast pitch softball pitchers, they don't have innings limits when they pitch because the motion is a natural motion. Your arm in that socket is meant to do that. But when you throw and you bring over the top, everything in your elbow and your shoulder, your ligaments, your tendons, they're not supposed to do the things that you do when you pitch. And so it's not a natural motion. So that's when you get the injuries.
Okay. I'm going to turn into Trevor Tyler Bauer now. Okay. You ready?
Oh, no.
All right. I'm Trevor Tyler Bauer here. And so this is my tweet. So while we're at it, MLB, please tell us how umpires who have never been trained to know what sticky substance is or isn't are supposed to automatically enforce that uniformly. What is the standard for this sticky and what's not? Might want to clarify for, you know, the competitive integrity of the game. It might be really unfair for one crew to think that the sticky is one thing and another crew to think it's another thing. Rules are supposed to be uniformly enforced, right? Almost like you should have used the off season to determine that, right?
So, yeah, well, you know, okay, so here's the deal. Bauer is the one that created this mess, okay? Bauer talked about how, well, 70% of pitchers are using this. And then he talked about himself, how he used it. And he's been open about it. I mean, he has created his own mess. You don't bite the hand that feeds you. I know that before that, the Angels guy came out that was under investigation for, I guess, selling stuff to Bauer, I think Cole, some other key pitchers, Scherzer, maybe an Astros pitcher who's not playing right now. So there were several major leaguers implicated in this stuff. And Bauer does think he's smarter than everybody else. And the problem is Bauer was asking for trouble. And now he's getting a taste of his own medicine and he doesn't like it. At the end of the day, you have something that's gone on for years and you go mid-season and you change the rule. How idiotic is that? I mean, it is completely asinine. These leaders of MLB act like they're ostriches with their head in the sand. Like they don't know, like they can't think, like they don't have a brain between their ears. They're absolutely robotic with these archaic rules and these new changes that they are going to affect pitchers' health in the end. And why not wait till the end of the season? You know, I mean, yeah. It's just, well, it's stupid. I don't have a problem with it really.
They're saying that, you're saying that you're doing it so you don't hit batters, but hit batters are going up this year.
And that is true. Yes, that is true.
So they're saying, well, you're saying this is something that has been being done since the beginning of time, but we're trying to change it. And I think Paul Valdez said that this is something that they said they're going to start enforcing at the beginning of the year. Yes, this is something they that they've said, hey, we're warning you, we're going to start enforcing this. And the pitcher has been like, they're not doing anything. So this is them saying, okay, we warned you, now this is us doing something about it. So yes, Jose Urquidy said something. Let me go and say something about that. And then I want to talk a little bit about Dallas Keuchel, our old friend Dallas Keuchel. He had something to say about it. So Jose Urquidy on baseball's enforcement. We know MLB wants the players to play clean. We are agreeable. We have to follow the rules. It depends a lot on the player. In my situation, I don't use that. That's that is the rule of MLB. We have to follow the rule. And I know Carlos Correa said that I'm not the hitter that every time I'm going to hit, I'm looking at the pitcher to see how many times he touches the glove, hat, or belt, or I'm just focusing on having a good at bat. And he said, our offense has been doing great. I'm like, I feel like all year we're not focusing on that. If a pitcher, if pitches are going to break less now because of that, I'll take it. So just imagine how good this offense could be if pitchers don't have as good control as they did. And speaking of a control pitcher, let's talk a little bit about what our old friend Dallas Keuchel used to have. I know we were all big fans of Dallas Keuchel when he was here, but you know who Dallas Keuchel was not a fan of? Jeff Luhnow. And this is not a big surprise. Jeff Luhnow was known as a, what's a nice way to say it? A penny pincher? A cheapskate, a cheap guy, a
I mean, when have the Astros ever broken the bank, you know?
Yeah.
He just followed the mold, and they weren't, they had enough analytics where they weren't going to drive up a price on a player and pay that when they could get that the same production out of maybe two or three players that are cheaper.
So this is what Dallas Keuchel had to say. So he started today and he's going to start one of the games in Houston. So he was asking if he hated the Astros or whatever. He said, Luno's not there anymore, so I don't have anybody to dislike. We never got along, no bones about it, but I like everybody else over there. So it's going to be weird.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he was on the team. Why would he have any animosity towards the Astros? They didn't fire Keuchel. Keuchel left on his own accord. I mean, remember when Keuchel signed, it was like mid-season. Like, nobody was signing him. So,
yeah, and he took a pay cut to go somewhere else, actually.
Yeah.
And he actually didn't sign till mid-season with the Braves. And then
right.
then he got the good deal with the White Sox. But I think he turned down a pretty good deal with the Astros to sign for less and to sign for less. But he just – I don't think he wanted to sign – I don't know. But on his return to Houston, I don't know if it's going to really register with me until the moment or afterwards. It's really a place I never thought I was going to leave. In all honesty, I have a lot of guys over there I have really big time admiration for still. And I have a lot of contact with still. So this guy was still a big fan of this team. So I think that he just really did not want to be around Jeff Luhnow, and that kind of shows how it feels like a lot of people didn't like Jeff Luhnow, and he said it was hard to leave because the fans are great, but it's not hard when you're not being valued at what you really are.
No, right. And I mean, if you recall, he voiced his displeasure in the clubhouse, you know, about that. He was very vocal, and when they didn't think they were going to get anybody in the trade deadline in 17 before they got Verlander, he was very adamant. He's like, it's basically clear that this club's not into winning championships. And that's typically not something you do if you and the GM get along. You don't voice that kind of displeasure. But, you know, that happens. And, you know, baseball is a business. And I still have a lot of respect for Dallas Keuchel. I think he's a great guy. It'll be great to have him back in Houston, not in a White Sox uniform, but I'm sure they'll give him recognition like they've done other players. I mean, he was right. Part of that 2017 team, and he was a big part of that season and why they won that World Series.
All right, so tomorrow's matchup, it's going to be Jordan Lyles versus Zach Greinke. this favors the Astros on paper, but they don't play baseball on paper. So we'll have to see what happens. And there, I heard some stuff on the radio today about that book from that guy up in New York about
Andy Martino.
Yes. And we'll have to talk about it on another podcast, maybe not tonight, but we don't have time. But anything else before we close out the show?
No, I just think, you know, again, it was a great team win. The Astros showed a lot of moxie, never giving up. And that's what Jose Altuve said. He said, this team never gives up. And so it was really, really good. I don't like going to bed with a loss, especially to the Rangers, 2-1. So great job, all around effort by the Houston Astros. And let's go get them tomorrow. We'll get a second win, and that will lock up the series win. And then let's go for a sweep. Let's do to them what they did to us a few weeks ago.
All right. Today on the Locked On Today podcast, Kevin Durant was all the Brooklyn Nets needed. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And so let's hopefully the Astros do what they need to do tomorrow and continue to get wins against the sub 500 teams. And we'll be back tomorrow with the Locked On Astros podcast. Go Astros. And no, I'm not going to the game tomorrow. I know somebody wants me to go because apparently I'm good to luck, but no, I'm not going to the game tomorrow. Go Astros, and we'll see you tomorrow.